Possess ye the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the stational church of which I mentioned you last week in Rome, where the Mass of today was said, is St. Peter's chains, the great basilica and one of the ancient Roman churches. And in that churches there were kept those chains which miraculously were loosened by an angel when St. Peter was kept in prison. And that's why you can see at our altar still keeping the statues of Saints Peter and Paul. And in today we also start in our school the Vespers, which are sung immediately after the High Mass. And the reason of, even though Vespers normally is the prayer of the Church said late in the afternoon, in Lenten time, Church sings that divine hour or of divine office, so that those adults who are obliged to fast, they could have their main meal sooner. And you are not supposed to have your main meal of the day until after the Vespers have been sung. So in prudence and in clemency, what the Church shows towards her children, she sings Vespers in Lenten time immediately after the Mass of the day. And the Mass of today, the Gospel, presents us a very striking image about the Last Judgment, and it is also can be described one of the most fearsome and terrifying instances of the whole New Testament. And in this graphic scene, our Lord is now described as a strict judge who separates the good people and the bad people from each other, and for good people he gives the eternal reward and the bad people the everlasting punishment. And children, that might sometimes be confusing to you, that why God, who is such a good, clement and merciful Father, why would he send somebody away? Why would he punish someone? He who is all the model of clemency and forgiveness himself. You can draw many good lessons if you carefully read and search the text for this gospel. First of all, those whom Christ rewards, those he calls his children, who possess the kingdom which was prepared for them from the foundation of the world. It is clearly meant there that every man is supposed to become the member of God's saints. Every man is meant by God to be called into everlasting goodness and salvation. But on the other hand, if you carefully search and read the gospel passage, our Lord speaks about those bad people who are punished and call them ye cursed. Note carefully that he does not say that they are cursed by the Father, as he said those of the blessed. No, they are cursed because they have done sin. They have by themselves chose to be not to be members of this God's church and not to be partakers of the goodness of God. That some bad people get punished is not the fault of God, but purely and their punishment comes from themselves, because they have done bad things in the sight of the Lord and have not asked forgiveness of that. Note also that the punishment, namely the fire, is spoken by our Lord as prepared for the devil and his angels. Note again that our Lord does not say it's prepared for you, like he said about the eternal paradise, God meant the place of punishment, namely hell, only to the devils, to the evil angels who rebelled against him. And hell was not prepared since the foundation of the world as the heavenly kingdom was, but it was created only after these evil angels rebelled against God. So, dear children, even though today's gospel passage might seem a little frightening, it is not really meant to be so. It shows clearly that every person who humbly asks forgiveness of his sins from God, his heavenly Father, he has been guaranteed the good part, the good reward, and a place in heavenly paradise. If some bad people choose to ignore this loving call of our Lord, they have nothing, no one to blame but themselves. So remember, children, today they always strive to do good, and that what is correct in God's sight. And when you sometimes fail and you fall into some misbehavior or even sins, remember to ask pardon from God from those. He, as a heavenly Father, always inclines his ear to your apology. And if you act like this, you are truly one of God's children who have nothing to fear about everlasting punishment. And also, if you see that some of your dear ones, members of family, members of extended family or friends when you grow up, workers with whom you work, or any other people you might face in the course of your life, if they seem to be so that they have not accepted this loving call to become members of God's church by our Lord, pray for them and pray for them very heartily, so that they too might ask forgiveness of their sins, and that they would not need to suffer this punishment which God has imposed upon them. And as long as you yourself are alive, as long as good God keeps you and sustains you here, you always have his recourse, his grace on your side, and he always hears your humble prayer, your forgiveness, and his promised words of everlasting heavenly kingdom are always in force, and that is something no one or no man can ever take away from you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the